Just how young is too young to start talking to kids about science? Well, a quantum theorist is pushing the limits, rewriting a children's book classic, Goodnight Moon, with the new title, Goodnight Lab. The aim is to introduce young children to liquid nitrogen and spectrometers, possibly sparking a lifelong interest in science and technology. Our reporter, David Cody, went to a book reading with a difference.
I like that one. That's the best one.
Despite being published almost 70 years ago, the American children's picture book Goodnight Moon is still winning new fans. But quantum theorist Dr. Chris Ferry has made a few changes for the young crowd.
In the Great Green Lab, there was a laser and a lab notebook.
The moon, room, and cow jumping over the moon from the original are gone. In Goodnight Lab, they're replaced by a thermometer, spectrometer, and a picture of a famous scientist.
Einstein with a stern look.
Chris Ferry, a senior lecturer at the University of Technology in Sydney, got into the hobby after he realised there were not many science books for kids on bookshop shelves.
The point of the books is to make sure that variety is out there so that every possible topic that someone might be interested in is represented.
The father of four doesn't accept that big words like voltmeters and liquid nitrogen should be banished from books for children.
I doubt any of them are ever going to see an elephant, and that has many syllables. Yet they all seem to know what an elephant is and what it sounds like and what it does. They'll certainly see scientific instruments. Many of them will be miniaturized and inside of a phone, but they're there.
It's Chris Ferry's seventh book. His book, Quantum Physics for Babies, was front and center of a 2015 Facebook post by Mark Zuckerberg. The Facebook founder posted a picture of him reading the book to his baby daughter. Despite all the attention, Chris Ferry can't see himself giving away his career as a researcher anytime soon.
I enjoy my research. It's my real passion. If I was employed as a book author, I think I would stop writing books.
Good night, Lab. Good night, Laser.
10-year-old Finn Warner is making short work of Good Night Lab.
Good night, liquid nitrogen. Good night, compressed air. Good night, scientists everywhere.
Do you know all the words in that?
No, not all of them. Well, I don't know what spectrometer means.
Do you think it's a bit funny that a book for kids has all these big words in it?
Yeah, it's quite funny.
Does it make you think, well, maybe I want to find out what these things are?
Yeah, they look pretty interesting, like the pictures.
Sunita Oberholzer is a mum of three boys.
The youngest really loves maths. You like maths, don't you? And they love science. We went to Questacon in Canberra, which they didn't want to leave. They could have happily spent the whole day there.
She can't see any reason why children shouldn't be exposed to scientific concepts from a very young age.
I don't think any age is too young, really. I mean, you talk about, whether things are heavy or light or things floating in the baths. You can do that when they're babies, really.
And do you have in the back of your mind, well, there are actually some quite good career options in the future for people who are excited about science and maths?
I think today, definitely. I think there's so many more jobs in areas of science and technology, engineering.
So if we zoomed in really, really, really...
Back in the book reading, Chris Ferry is schooling the children in the basics of atoms and electrons with the aid of a large touchscreen.
And you are made of atoms?
Why am I?
You are made of atoms and I'm made of atoms.
After the book reading, he seems to have won a new fan in 4-year-old Maya. I asked her what she thought of the book.
Sometimes I think it's one word I think sounded like poop.
It sounded like what?
It's poop.
Poop? That's not what the book's about, is it?
I think it sounded like it.
Chris's book is all about being a scientist. Do you think you want to be a scientist when you grow up?
One day I'll be the scientist at school.
Some of the concepts might be lost on little Maya, but the big ideas are opening a world of wonder for young minds.
David Cody reporting.